This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. However you define it, we are headed into the holiday season, a time rich in the history of traditions and symbolism. Design historian Sarah Archer explains some of that history in her new book. It's called Mid-Century Christmas. It is today's installment of our series, Holidays, brought to you by...
The American dream had a golden age. 1945 to 1973, to be exact. What began with a burst of unprecedented economic prosperity following the end of World War II ended with the 1973 oil embargo, which unfolded against the backdrop of the Watergate hearings and a dreamy soundtrack of Elton John and the Carpenters classics. And I think it's gonna be a long time. The post-war boom years totally transformed the way Americans thought about house and home. In 1940, 43.6% of Americans owned their home. By 1960, 61.9% did. This was due in large measure to the benefits of the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, better known as the GI Bill, which gave returning soldiers funding to start new businesses, attend college or graduate school, and obtain home mortgages. The focus on home and hearth was not new during the post-war era. The 19th century gave rise to what historians call the cult of domesticity, as industrialization increasingly split men's and women's roles between the outside world of business and commerce and the interior world of family, housework, and nurturance. But Americans did have a good new reason to fixate on the domestic front. With Great Britain ravaged by the war, even in victory, the two new superpowers that emerged in 1945, the United States and the Soviet Union, were both large, formidable, and ideologically opposed to one another on the basis of their respective economic systems. Newfound prosperity coupled with worry about possible conflict with the Soviets meant that middle-class homeowners doubled down on domesticity. Their increased buying power drove sales of home appliances and improvements to rates far higher than the consumptions of other goods like clothing, travel, or entertainment. In 1958, Bank of America unveiled the first consumer credit card. And by 1960, there were more than 100 million of them in use in the United States. So for Americans who had put their spending habits on hold since the stock market crash of 1929, the end of World War II meant happy days were here again at long last.
Sarah Archer there. She's the author of the book Mid-Century Christmas. You can check out some of the pictures that she dug up for her book. We've got them on our Instagram. It's @MarketplaceAPM.